Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In the broadcast center this morning, a 9-time Emmy award winning
co-anchor.
Oh, we
got to get you to the double digits.
Yeah.
Come on.
She's on CBS 2 News this morning, the First Lady of Yonkers. Please welcome Mr. Mary Calvey to the show.
What a thrill to be here. Scott, thank you.
I got
to
tell you what. We have you on, and you see the big screen there. I see your mug every morning right there.
Oh, to you. Oh, boy.
He stares at the screen. It's distracting to us.
Drools.
And she even brought her cohort, Alex Dennis, with her today.
Who he also stares at.
More drooling.
She's like, what are you, taping the whole thing? Are we FaceTiming live? Is that the deal?
Facebook.
FaceTiming live. She's our,
we can do that, like too. Yeah.
She's a social media queen.
Uh-huh.
Mary, tell everybody how you actually got started in the entertainment field.
Well, I was a journalism major in college, and I was thinking about going into newspaper journalism, and one of my professors said, have you tried television? Maybe you should go into broadcast
journalism.
Syracuse
University, by the way.
And that's how I started.
Yeah. Go Orange.
And my first job was in radio at WRKL, a small radio station in Rockland County.
Right.
And I would do the overnight. So
you were the queen of Rockland County.
You know I was.
Were you a disc jockey?
No, I was the newsreader.
No, overnight news.
I did, yeah. Well, I manned the station overnight, so it was.
They don't have that anymore.
No, I know. It was a lot of fun, though.
We're lucky to have a DJ here, let alone a news department. So, did you ever work at News 12?
Of course I did, yes. I was the assistant news director at News 12 in Westchester.
That goes right on your resume.
It was such a great experience working, because I'm from Westchester, so I had the opportunity of telling the news about my hometown, so it was really wonderful.
And that'd be great. And for some reason, you decided to write a book.
I love this.
I'm so excited that you did this.
Patty wants it. You know what? I don't even have to be in here, because Patty is...
No.
No, I'm serious. She is so into this book. It's not even funny. It's a book about George Washington and his girlfriend, I guess.
But it's such a great read. So
I'm telling you. I'm done. I'll talk to you later.
Hold on. But wait, Scott. I have more. Because not only... did he court this New York heiress who was the richest single woman in colonial America, I believe. There was a bit of deception going on, because as he was courting the heiress, his British commanders also wanted to court the heiress. And I believe they wronged George Washington at that time. They deceived him. They betrayed him. And then in the end, stole his girl. And so you see,
they drove him away from the British Army.
I think you see a change in George's feelings towards the British Army, because he was a British colonel at the time.
I can take all the other stuff they did to him, but when they stole his chick. That's a line you don't cross, Mary Calvey.
But then they appear to maybe have gotten back together later in life.
Well, there is some evidence that...
Mary, you're
about
such
20 years later.
That's the fun of this book. It's
they may
really
have been
good
in the
read.
Same home.
It's a great read, even for somebody who doesn't necessarily like intense, dry history, because it's very... intriguing.
Well, that's what I found it
it's
really
a sexy
compelling.
Book.
Truthfully, I was like caught up in the research, and Alex knows it well, because she was in some dusty basements with me looking through documents from the 1700s. And
that
what
sounds
was amazing,
exciting.
Thanks for the invite.
See, I love it.
There we go. What are you doing? I'm going out of the basement with
Alex Dennis in a dusty basement.
But we also tried some cocktails also from the 1700s. Oh, yeah, there's a nice presidential punch that we enjoyed as well.
The one thing I want to mention to people, if you want to know what Mary Calvey is like, it's like I got Mary Tyler Moore in here. The same style, the same everything.
But a little more up to date. Kind of,
a little prudish.
And alive.
You see what I get myself into coming over here?
And the book has got some areas in it that you were very careful when you got to that part, because when he had Martha, They were married in this era.
You know, hey.
Was floating around in there too, right?
Well, the thing is I really wanted to give people an understanding of who, like, George Washington was in his 20s. You know, I don't think most people know about
he
that.
Was hot.
He was a stud. I really do. Women all wanted a touch of him. He was like this big dancer, this avid horseman. And so you see a George Washington that you normally don't see, the guy on the dollar bill. He was a lot more than that. And
but
so,
Mary, don't you think he married Martha for her money?
Chime in.
What about Mary? Mary had plenty of money.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but Martha had money, too.
He didn't just chase women for their money.
Let me tell you what she did have. So Mary owned 51,000 acres of property, and her family owned 250,000 acres of property all along the Hudson River. So like where we are right now, north of here from Harlem, all the way up through the Hudson Valley, they owned all that property. So they, I believe, were the richest family in colonial America. The Phillipses is the name. Now, Martha was a wealthy widow. Now, after Mary married a British officer, that's when George met Martha. So before Martha, there was Mary. But Martha was wealthy, too. She owned a plantation down in Virginia and a recent widow, and she had two children. And so, yes, George proposed after that.
So after Mary, I'm trying to get this straight. So after Mary kicked George to the curb, he's looking for another rich witch.
He just didn't have a lot of time to get
He's looking for somebody else that's got some money, Martha.
One of the things that I found out was that I'm not sure she actually kicked him to the curb. I think there were other forces that kept them apart.
He was denied leave to go see her.
Denied promotion. Yeah, a lot was going on back then.
Yeah. Maybe a lot more than we even know.
So, Patty, you've read some of the book already.
I've read most of the book, yes.
And you know, is it one of those really kind of books where she kind of puts herself in these situations and it's based on reality?
Yeah, so what you're going to see is you're going to see the world through Mary Phillips's lens, then George Washington's lens, and you're going to go through the battle scenes with George Washington and just experience what life was like in the 1700s.
He was the guy in the boat, right?
That's the guy, yeah.
There's lots of discussion between the two.
Grasp of history there, Scott.
Standing up in a boat, too, by the way.
Trying to talk history to this guy.
Oh, the wealth of knowledge that comes from Scott Shannon.
But it was just, wow, what an experience to be able to do this. I can't explain it. It was just being able to really get in there and learn about history, which I have always been interested in, but not to this extent. I almost became quite obsessive about it. And every free moment of time, I just went into the research, old books, whatever I needed to do to find this story, and went into these gorgeous homes, you know, these historic homes. Because I think history lies hidden in every hometown, just waiting to be discovered.
Yeah.
And so to be able to do this was really a lot.
Tell them how many years it took you to do it, though,
so
Mary.
It was like 3.5 years.
Long time.
Yeah, long time.
So Friday night, she did a presentation up at this beautiful Phillips Manor in Yonkers.
Patty came.
And I was there. John was there. John did a great Q&A with her. We watched
Mary lived, right?
We watched. Mary.
Yeah.
That's where he snuck in the back door.
We watched her do the minuet in 6-inch heels. I was like
very
blown
good
away.
At it.
The place is so beautiful. And to be there at the scene of so much history was just really wonderful.
Now, Patty, since we don't need to talk to Mary, Patty knows all this. Patty, what is the name of the book so people can go out and get it?
You don't want her to tell you?
No, you're doing fine.
It's Dear George, Dear Mary. And it's a love story, basically, that we hope took place. And it seems to have, based on all of the research that you've done. Mm-hmm. There was a bit of a love story when he was in his 20s and she was. And then some time went by where they married other people. And perhaps they got back together at some point to just as friends.
Perhaps they had a moment together.
Or a moment.
See, Mary, that's how you do that right there.
She's amazing.
There's something, isn't it?
She's great.
One of the most shocking things I learned in the book is both George Washington and Mary Phillips used to listen to Scott Shannon.
All right, Krabby Appleton. Hey,
there was a lot of those moments Friday night with John. It was fun.
Well, Dear George, Dear Mary, and it's today. When did it came
today.
Out? Today's
today.
Today's the day.
Yes.
What a coincidence. Isn't that weird?
Know.
You're
How's
on the show and
the book somebody gets
today.
The movie rights. They're going to make a movie out of this.
Oh, definitely.
Thing.
They have to make a movie.
That's pretty good. Is that all right with you?
Sure. Would you guys like to come along? I'll have you on set with me.
Mary
only if Scott's in the boat.
Mary Kelly.
I think a Netflix series.
Ooh.
Even
Scott standing in the boat. That's what we need. Crossing the Delaware.
Mary, thank you so much. I apologize from all my friends here.
Oh, yeah. That's us.
And we apologize for him. So.
And thank you, Alex.
Got it.
Nice job. You can stand in the boat if you want.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.